finished with eight. We'll go back to number seven. Saturday we had a good scrimmage. Got 130 offensive plays, not on purpose, but, you know, right on the button there. 130 offense defense plays and 30 special teams plays between kickoff return, punt, and field goal. Got some great work. It was unfortunate we didn't get to go to the stadium, but did it indoors and got a lot of good work. And then got another pads practicing today. Wasn't particularly happy with today's effort today. You know, we go outside, first day outside, looked like it was our first day of practice. But sometimes that happens. So, you know, took a step backwards today and we'll keep moving forward.
Is that something that can happen after a scrimmage when there's kind of an emotional high of hitting each other for the first time?
Sometimes. You know, just a lack of focus. It's just, you know, sometimes it can happen, but that's a great excuse. You can make excuses for them. I'm not making those.
What did the defense do to win the scrimmage on Saturday?
It was a low scoring. You know, I don't remember. It was like, 28, 24. Got two turnovers. Offense turned it over. The good thing about the scrimmage, it was a back and forth. It was solid. You weren't it wasn't 50 big plays on the defense. It was just like a solid, well-run. As a head coach, you're kind of one of those, you're happy. You're not mad at the offense or the defense afterwards. And then it's really turnovers, So I just talked about turnovers. I think when we win the turnover ratio in the last eight seasons at Pitt, we are 87% chance of winning if we win the turnover ratio. So I just hit that with them today, and it's something we focus on all the time. It's one of the critical things in winning.
I've had a lot of great things to say about the passing game on Saturday. What is your assessment on how your quarterbacks have looked so far this spring?
They're doing a nice job, and you talked about Bob already today.
Yeah,
he had a great catch out there today. I mean, he had a nice catch out there today. He's played really, really well. Happy with where he is, and we'll see. I mean, we can grade the practice, grade scrimmage. We'll find out in September, when we open up. But I'm happy with where we are in the passing game.
He said the offense was more exciting. Is that because it's another year in the offense, or is it because of the quarterback or a playmaker like him?
I think the second year always helps. It's no more exciting than it was last year. We got a couple of new things here and there, but nothing that makes you go, oh, my gosh, it's football. I think he's excited because maybe more opportunities, maybe playing the X position where Jared Wayne played. And he's playing better, and he understands the offense. I think whether you're a freshman, a transfer, a first-year guy coming in, you're trying to learn the offense, and you're out there every day kind of – I think the things slow down for him, and I think he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. And I think part of it is you know what's going on. So for him, it's a second year, and I think any second-year player – it's probably going to be a little smoother.
Bob called the wide receivers the Waffle House and said, we're always open. Is there a swagger to this group this year?
They were the Waffle House last year, too. So he didn't tell you that. He thought that was a new thing. They were the Waffle House. They're always open, I guess, 24 hours. I don't know. We'll find out. They can talk all they want, make plays.
Okay, you got 13 guys testing at Pro Day tomorrow. Just any overall general thoughts about that and what's that say about the way that you and your staff were able to develop here at Pitt?
Well, I mean, we could have 25 of them. It doesn't say we've developed anybody because anybody, all seniors can go out there and participate. I don't think all seniors are going out. There's a couple that said, I'm good. So you want to give every kid an opportunity to go out there. So it all depends on draft day. And that's where it comes down to is where do they get drafted? I hope they've been somewhere training well, and it'll be fun to watch them. I mean, they've been around here for a week. You guys have seen them at practice. Most of them have been around. I saw Owen Drexel today. He's just bench pressing. That's all he's doing. He wants to get that bench in. He's not going to run, which is probably a good thing. I don't know if I want to watch him run. I love you, Owen. But we'll find out what happens on draft day. I think that's, really. And then, again, what they do when they get into a camp and mini camp and all that. I mean, you look at the guys we've had around, whether they're fourth round or first round, they've gone and played. Look at it last year with DeMar. I mean, he's played all year out there in Denver. So it comes down to draft day and comes down to people make mistakes on draft day. It comes down to them playing.
John, what do you want your current team to take away tomorrow?
I think a lot of them will go out there and watch and see where these guys were 4 or 5 years ago, 3 years ago, and go, I think as they watch it, I hope they just look and say, okay, I can do the same thing, It's all about development. I mean, we're going to develop our guys. I don't care if they come in as a one-star, a four-star, five-star. It doesn't matter. We're going to develop them. If you come in here and you listen and you learn. I had someone tell me last night, they sat down with one of our players. I won't say who it is. and just said, "Coach, that guy's so intelligent." And it wasn't, you know, academically. We're not talking about up on campus, but just talking football with him. And that's a tribute to our coaches in this building of just teaching them so they can speak like a coach to another coach.
Why can't you tell us who the player is?
Because then it makes it sound like he's the smartest. They're all smart. So I could just speak that about every one of them. I'll tell you later, Jerry.
John Patrician's coming back to run with you guys. What have you talked to him about it? How's that been?
Yeah, you know, John is coming back. I don't know how you knew that. He came back and he had to have some NFL personnel. We're not just going to open it up to, you know, someone 5 years ago wants to come back and run. So it's not what we do. If an NFL personnel says they want to see him run, then we'll do what the NFL would like us to do.
So. How do you like your depth at linebacker so far?
You know what, I like it. You know, I mean, I don't think Coach Manny likes it a lot. Like, he's like, I need more guys. You know, and again, we got, you know, Bass coming in and Rasheem Biles, who was here for about 4 days during his spring break. So, you know, all those things, but I really like the guys that are playing right now. I mean, I look at what we're doing and how we're doing it, and we're hanging in there.
Who were some of the younger guys that stood out on Saturday?
The younger guys, you know, Lovelace was okay. He wasn't as good in the scrimmage as he was in a practice, but he's had a great spring ball so far. I'm trying to think of who else young. Ty Dieffenbach has thrown some nice balls the last couple of days, and he's looked sharp out there. You know, you're happy with where he is. Who else, Daniel? Who else? What young guys? Nakai, young defensive end. You know, I think you guys talked to him last week. I don't know if he's young. He's kind of old, Nakai Johnson. He's been well. He's done well. I think anybody in the back end. It's about all I can think of right now. I mean, as far as just real young, you know, the freshmen coming in. Probably missing some, but if you ask me about it, I'm going to tell you how they're doing.
How about specifically with Solomon? What have you noticed from how he's approached and
Again, I think someone asked that last Thursday or whatever. But I mean, he just keeps getting better. I mean, he's confident. There was a year ago, I mean, he still looked at you like, "Coach, can I go play receiver?" You know, he's bought into that position, which I think, you know, you have to, you know, whatever you're going to do. If you want to be a reporter, or coach, you know, or wide receiver or a linebacker, you have to buy into it. I think he thought, you know, he was going to go on the softer side. He's gone on the tougher side, so he's bought into the position, and you know, and he's getting better every day.
Are Brandon George and Simon battling it, Mike?
They're battling it, Mike. I mean, they're both really good players. On Saturday, obviously Shane started the mic, and then played some money as well to get Brandon in there. And today Brandon played some of the money, so we can, you know, those guys are interchangeable, and you know, we'll get them working to play best three guys all the time.
Where's Bam Berman? And then sort of like your pecking order of your edge rusher guys.
You know, we're not there yet as far as, you know, pecking order. We're just trying to get him better. But Bam's had a really good spring so far. He's, you know, he just keep getting better. You know, in the bowl practice, he's like, Bam came up to me, he's like, "Coach, bet you thought I'd never play for you, huh?" You know? And I said, "No, I thought someday you would. You know, it's taking you a little longer," but he just keeps working at it, and so he's done a nice job. Safeties. PJ had an unsportsmanlike that I wasn't really happy, but he's playing at a high level. Javon McIntyre is doing a nice job. McMillan's doing a nice job as well. I mean, they're all doing. And Steph Hall, you know, I mean, they're all solid back there. You know, I don't know if we're getting tested like we want to. You know, our offense is different than a lot of offenses we face during the year, so we've got to get work on our own to find out how people are going to attack us. You guys know about all the RPOs, so it's hard if you're not facing a true RPO team. Like some of the teams, so you're not seeing it every day to where, you know, you get an isolation on those safeties. So, we work some more one-on-ones just to get that work, during certain periods just to get them a little bit. But you don't necessarily see it in a scrimmage, if that makes sense.
Anything else for Coach? Pat, Kalijah's gotten a lot of first-round grades for this draft coming up. What do you think makes you stand out and has that potential to be picked in the first round?
You know, it's called athletic ability. I mean, it's you know, there's not a lot of guys that are 280 running a 4.6 and as twitchy as that guy is. I mean, he's different, okay? And you can stack all the D-tackles up across the country. That guy can play inside in a 1 or a 3, and the guy can play in a 4-I in a 3-4 defense. So I think he can do a lot of different things. He's fast, he's athletic, and he's smart. I mean, those are a lot of, you know, fast and smart is really good at 280. He's all of those. And, you know, you're not going to have any character issues with the guy. I mean, he's just like the I think the biggest problem I had, besides Sabathia, the biggest problem I had with him is he had too many phones and too many bills. And Vicky, my secretary, had to, or administrative assistant, had to help him call and get these phone bills down. He saved, I think we saved him $1,000 a month. That's the only problem I've had with him in 4 years. We got his phone. He saved him $1,000 a year. You have to ask him about it.